Bless your Lord.
Place on my cross.
You done on it, huh? Page 295.
Do you want that in the same key, Rita, or do you want to do
another key? Yeah, that was fine.
Said, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, and pray and turn my wicked ways, and I'll hear from heaven.
That's right.
And we'll forgive their sin, heal their land. We need some of that. I'm telling you, buddy.
Amen.
We need some of that. Hallelujah. Mm. let's sing. I like them songs about the blood. God yeah. said, when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over. Hey, man, I want to be passed over when it comes to judgment. I don't want to be passed over when it comes to blessings. But when it comes to judgment, I like getting passed over. Yeah, amen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, for a Sunday night service, we've got twice what I expected to be here. And I thank God for that. Amen. I pull in the parking lot, and the parking lot had cars everywhere. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Brother Ed, Woody that showed up, Brother Woody.
Yeah.
There was a conflict on the date. You tell him come any Sunday night he wants.
Okay.
We already had Brother Charles lined up. He just got
he understood that too.
Had a conflict.
Mix up. I really didn't think Charles was going to start till Monday night.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Woody.
Just tell him, come
where
on.
Where's he preaching?
He's not preaching any words right now, huh?
Yeah, we'd be glad to have him.
He tried out for the church where Brenda goes over there.
Martin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they put a different one in there.
And I tell you, I like to say this about the Sunday school lesson this morning. It'd be to your benefit to visit that and listen to that. That was really good this morning. And it just blew me away to realize all the evidence that there is to back up creation. I didn't but just touch on it a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the world 600 million years old, billions of years old, and down in Texas. They've got footprints down there of humans and dinosaurs walking together. And if that's not enough, they got one rock that they found in July of 2000 that has a human footprint with a dinosaur print pushing right into the edge of the human print and smudging it out a little bit. So that just kind of tells you that the human come through first. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think I cut that footprint out of that rock out there, didn't I?
Yeah, I believe you did, brother. It's still evidence of the flood. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just kind of speculating. And, you know, there's plenty of evidence. The fossil record backs up the Bible.
Yeah.
And we're taking our text tonight out of the book of Jude. If you want to be opening up your good old King James Bible to the book of Jude, we're going to read probably, I don't know, about... looks like about 8 verses. And we're going to do our best to deliver the message we was going to preach Mother's Day Sunday night. Like I said, we canceled the services here. I went to Bethel and they had canceled theirs too. So I just went home, amen. And nobody, I guess everybody thought, well, you know, Mother's Day, we'll get spend some time with family, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, right.
I think that's a notable thing. I'm like Brother Charles, I'm going to take his jacket off. Not only have I gained so much weight, can't hardly get in it, but it's a little warm up here. Oh, I forgot about the picture.
I got hot in the coffee.
Yeah, Chase gave me this picture. I forgot about it this morning. Amen. All right, we're going to start reading out of Jude, verse 11. It's only got one chapter, so we'll start reading verse 11. And this is the last day's message. And we've been preaching for quite a while on last days, and I can't believe how popular they are.
Yeah.
They've really been wearing these messages out. I guess everybody's thinking like me, we ain't got long to go when we get out. Amen. I'm ready to get out right now. Hallelujah.
You know, just a couple of months ago, all the creatures was teaching on the book of Revelation.
Yeah. We were one of them. Yeah. We finished it up. Amen.
Yeah, I know.
Verse 11 of Jude says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. And there's three strikes right there, Cain, Balaam, and Kor.
Yeah.
These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water. That's one key phrase right there. Cared about of winds. You know, we're not supposed to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Trees whose fruit withereth. I was telling y'all about Psalm chapter 1. His bring his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Twice dead plucked up by the roots. All that's on the negative. When it comes to, you know, this is going to be talking about, you know, ministers and churches. It says, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, and it's important, the seventh from Adam, because there's two Enochs mentioned there.
Yeah.
But this is the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. I'm all for this verse right here. We got so much ungodliness going on down here today. I mean, whoever thought this stuff would go on? And it's predominant. I mean, it's on every corner. They're not hiding it no more, ungodliness. Verse 16. These are murmurers, complainers. One thing I don't want to do is complain. Amen.
That's right.
Walking after their own lust. They want their way. Their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They're politically trying to climb the ladder of success. Having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. I'm going to hit on that verse here in a minute. That just spoke to me just now. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you, and his wife said this the last day's message, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who are separate, this is our text verse, sensual, having not the Spirit. And I'm preaching tonight on last day's Spirit. And we'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for what we just read, what we felt as we read it, Lord, and knowing it to be true, even for the hour which we're living in.
Yeah.
Lord, this little church, I pray, Lord, will be a blessing to You. I pray, Lord, Father, it would always seek to do that which is right. Always, Lord, want to lift up a hand, lift up a voice, Lord, giving You praise and glory and honor. Lord, we don't have to worry about ever being a big church. But Lord, even in the capacity that we are, may we be a blessing to You. May we be an ornament of praise. Something, Lord, that You could do like You did with Job. Look down there and brag on a little bit, Father. We want to be a blessing. I thank You, Lord, for these that are here tonight. I thank You, Father, for those that was here this morning. I thank You, Father, for those that are listening by way of the internet, by way of, Lord, the live stream. We thank You, Lord, for those opportunities, Lord, to get the Word of God further than these four walls. In Jesus' name, we'll thank You and ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, this is what I read right there, I have to admit, put some fuel in my tank. Amen. Amen. You know, in Luke chapter 24... the angels told Mary Magdalene, why seek ye the living among the dead?
Right.
And you know, that's a lost person today, and I'm not. Thank God for grace. Amen. Thank God for the blood that stained the old rugged cross.
Yeah.
I'm not lost, man. I've been born again.
That's right.
And I'm not only glad I'm saved, but I'm enjoying every minute.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But being a lost person, I even thought about this myself, brother. What about when I was lost? If I went in something like, you know, one of those, what they call them, watchtowers, or one of them moron churches, or something like that. Can you imagine you wanting to get saved, you wanting to get, you know, your sins forgiven, get a refuge for your soul? Can you imagine if you went into one of those places, Bonnie, that there wasn't no spirit, that there wasn't no presence of God, and you went in there seeking the Lord, trying to find something you knew you needed, something that's missing in your life? I'm just telling you, buddy, you got to go where the Lord's at to find it.
Amen. That's right.
I'm telling you, some of these churches, they're absentee of the Spirit. There's no Spirit there.
Yeah.
They're full of you know, foul spirits are full of dead man's bones. Yeah. The Lord spoke a lot about them there in Matthew chapter 23, says to come, talking about them being full of dead man's bones. Why did sepulchres, I mean, he didn't hold no punches, amen. But how hardly a lost soul today could find salvation coming to some churches of today. Right. And the Bible mentions about in the last days, many churches have become habitation of devils. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. They got a foul spirit. They got an unclean spirit. Hateful birds, it mentions. They're ordaining homosexuals in some churches.
Yeah.
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about what fellowship has light with darkness, what concord has Christ with Baal. You know, Brother Eric, they just want to kind of make everything gray. No, no light, no darkness, just kind of, if somebody made a movie, 50 Shades of Grey or something like that, I'm just glad that God said in Him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
I'm talking about, buddy, He don't change, He don't compromise. You come His way or you ain't coming, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I did come His way too, Brother Donnie, hallelujah. Yeah. I'd go do it again if the Lord said I could do it. I don't need to, one took care of it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Boaz couldn't get it out, Sybil. What's that other oxy something? He couldn't get it out. What was it?
Oxymoron.
Yeah, something down oxy. Oxyclean, I believe his name is. He couldn't get it out, but the blood. The blood, amen. Yeah, the blood got it out. Hallelujah. I had a sin stain. I didn't want it anymore. I couldn't do nothing with it, but praise God for the blood of Jesus. But they got unclean spirits in there. You know, I've not been in. Well, I have been in some, but not as bad as some I've seen. I mean, I like to kind of watch good preaching. I like to listen to good preaching. Mm-hmm. But when I turn the channel, Brother Ed, and this guy looks like he just got off a Harley Davidson motorcycle and some kind of motorcycle gang. He's got a black shirt on. He ain't got no tie. He's trying to look the part. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, he ain't got nothing I'm interested in. I'm trying to find another channel. I'll turn it off, amen. I think men of God ought to look like men of God. I think they ought to live like men of God. I think the Bible talks about them being an example to the flock. I'm telling you, buddy, Paul told Timothy, be thou an example of the believer in word and in deed. We need some good examples today. These little ones, I'm so proud of Rita, asking this morning if we could send our little ones up there to see the ark. What kind of question is that? Absolutely. I don't care what we got to do, we'll set them up there. Amen. I'm telling you, that's one thing that we can do. We can invest in our young people. We can get them started in the right direction.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I'm on board with that. I'll tell you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Man, I don't care how much it costs. That's a worthwhile thing there. There are seven churches mentioned in Revelation chapter 1 all the way to Revelation chapter 2 verse 9.
Yeah.
And one of them, it talks about it, a synagogue of Satan. Revelation chapter 2 verse 9. What kind of church is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's got another, it says verse 13 of Revelation chapter 2, where Satan's seat is.
Right.
Now, I can't really say too much about this one, because I was sitting at Bethel Baptist Church one time, and I was having some Baptists do this. I was having me one little pity party. Wasn't getting attention, you know. As a newborn babe, you want all the attention. And I needed to grow up. My pastor knew I needed to grow up, so he kind of let off of spoiling me and carrying me and all that. And I'm sitting there, and you know what the devil said to me, Sybil? I mean, let's take for instance, I'm Brother Donnie. The devil sitting right there, and he said, I'd leave if I was you. I have to admit, when he said that, I knew it was the devil. Thank God for that discernment, amen.
Yeah.
I realized what was going on. My little pity party was more than it appeared to be.
Right.
It's all right to have a pity party, Brother Eric. But I just about took the nasty plunge, amen. I mean, the devil said, I'd leave as you show them. You know, the devil, you got to watch. Don't never underestimate the devil. I'm telling you, the Lord here talking about this church, He said where Satan's seat is.
Yes.
And in verse 20, He talked about Jezebel, that prophetess, where it said she calleth herself a prophetess. And I'm glad the Bible put it in those terms, amen. He mentioned in verse 24, those that have not known the depths of Satan. And Jesus told Paul to go open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are saved. In Acts chapter 26, verse 18. See, a lot of churches are in darkness, even though God is light, His Word is light, the hindrance of His Word gives light. Even with all of that, they're in darkness. How can that happen, Brother Eddie? Well, when I first got saved, like every newborn babe, I got hungry. And you know what? I didn't know what the Bible was, Rita. So I had me a living Bible. I never had such a dead Bible all my life. But I started out reading a living Bible. And I'm telling you, I'm spiritual. I'm saved now. And the living Bible is not a spiritual book. Now, there probably is a little spirit in there. But I wasn't wanting a little spirit. I'm talking about, you know, the real thing. I was wanting to get the unadulterated Word of God. I'm wanting it pure as pure can be. Now, I'm reading that living Bible, and I'll be honest with you, buddy, I got pretty flatlined. My wife, she realized something was going on. Thank God for it. She got me another Bible. I think it was maybe American Standard, about like a toilet Bible. But I read in it, and that, yes, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, He said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, brother, here I am spiritual, wanting some spirit, and I'm reading this thing, and I'm not getting nothing out of it. I think next I had a New World Translation, probably the worst one of them all.
Yeah.
NIV stands for Never Intended Version, but anyway, I'm reading it. I'm up at the cafeteria at R. Donnelly's. I'm wasting my time reading this thing. It's deader than a hammer. And a guy walks by and says, what you got there? I said, a Bible. He looked at it. He said, ain't no Bible, buddy. Throw the thing away and get you a King James Bible.
Hey.
That man's name was Mike Gibson.
Yeah.
I've been saved 34 years, so I hadn't been saved in about maybe not even 6 months. So over 33 years, pretty close to 34 years ago, Mike Gibson told me to get a King James Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I did, Carolyn? I got me a King James Bible.
That's right.
I opened that thing up. As soon as I opened up that King James Bible, it became alive. You see, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says the Word of God is quick. That means it's alive.
Right.
It's quick. It's powerful. I'm telling you, buddy, you need the right Bible to have a live church with the Spirit of God in it.
Yeah.
You can't have a polar bear behind the pulpit and have icicles in the pews and have church. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, God wanted some spirit in the heart of His children.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I started getting me a little spirit.
Yeah.
Man, I have to admit, I'm getting pretty full. I started quoting Scripture like a parrot. Everybody I work with, y'all seen Chuck this morning, he said, boy, there was a big change in
me. Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't a break room. I wasn't talking about hot rods, motorcycles no more, about drinking no more. I'm talking about what I just read in the Bible. I cleaned every break room we had out there. And I'm not cleaning. I'm talking about they got left because I came in.
Yeah.
But oh my, I'm telling you, buddy, I got full of that thing. My mama called me a fanatic, and I still am one.
Yeah.
But oh my, people got to say, you've been called to preach. You know, you get a little Bible under your belt, and they say, you've been called to preach. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of reacted the wrong way to that. I said, I'll tell you what you do. You tell God, tell me I'm called to preach, and I will. That caught the ear of God. And about 4 years after I got saved, God did call me to preach.
Yeah.
I've been preaching ever since. Been preaching over 30 years.
Amen.
But it takes the Word of God. It takes the Spirit of God to have any spirit at all in the house of God. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that His Word is spirit.
That's right.
And you can't have the last day's spirit because they have rejected this Bible. Why do they do it, Brother Eddie? It's too sharp. Paul told Timothy, he said, in the last days, he told him, he said, preach the word.
Right.
He said, be instant in season, out of season.
Yeah.
He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yeah.
For the time will come They are not in dearer sound doctrine,
right.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and be turned from the truth of fables.
Yes.
They don't want this. It's what no. they need, but they don't want it.
Right.
After I finally found it, I wouldn't take nothing from a Bible.
Right.
I mean, I just didn't know what I needed. I wanted one. Now, I thought just any would do. I mentioned this morning. I got two remotes in my pocket, and I'll just tell you right now, buddy. They look the same, but they ain't the same.
No.
This in here won't open that red station wagon out there, but that will.
Yeah.
You know what? This one looks a whole lot better than that, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
But that works. No matter what it looks like, that's how one it works to get in today, man.
Yeah.
But these churches today, I'm telling you, buddy, did you hear what Jude said here? He said trees whose fruit is withered without fruit.
Yeah.
Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I just described most churches
yes,
of the hour we're living in.
Yes, you did.
Jesus talking about these Pharisees, they look good and that's all they got to look. But he said they shut up the kingdom of heaven. He said, for neither you go in yourselves, neither suffer you others to go in. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13. I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I was at a church one time, and I was the only one walked in with the Bible. I got invited. My dad invited me to go to this church. I won't give a name of it because I love the church. The Lord loved the church, gave himself for it, and I don't want to put God's church down. But I was the only one there with a Bible reader. I walked in the door, I turned everybody's head. They thought I had an AK-47, I guess. I mean, even the preacher didn't have a Bible. He did give a tearful testimony, and I won't put him down for that. Let me tell you something a little bit about this preacher they had. I was a little bit too overboard when I first got saved, Brother Donnie. And I'd get off work at their Donnie's 3 o'clock in the morning. What I'd do, I'd go by Bethel Baptist Church, and I'd have me a good prayer, and then I'd go on home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed this car followed me, Brother Ed.
Mm.
And every turn I made, they turned. I finally turned into Bethel Baptist parking lot and they turned in there with her. I thought, well, no big deal. I turned my car off and started out. They rolled the window and I said, what are you doing? I said, I'll fix going in and pray. I said, if y'all want to come on in. I'll be going in and pray. Not the driver, but the passenger that night was the man that gave that testimony at that church I went to. I told you,
mm-hmm.
They didn't have no Bibles in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing, he remembered that boy. 3 o'clock in the morning, said, I'm going there to pray.
Yeah.
And I did go in there to pray, and they left. But anyway, it had a ripple effect. Here he is behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
I won't put him down. He was doing the best he could.
Yeah.
But he need that word, amen.
Right.
Need that sword, amen, of the Spirit, amen.
Right.
And like I said, you can't leave the word out. You leave the word out, you might as well put up a for sale sign, amen.
Right.
Jesus said, if you be my disciples, he said, continue my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That twice dead they're mentioned in verse 12. Jesus said they appear beautiful outward. They got the gowns, they got the apparel, but within he said they're full of dead men's bones in Matthew 23 verse 27. The next verse says they appear righteous unto men, but they're full of hypocrisy and sin, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
They look the part and that's all. Like some of our presidents, amen. Look, I ain't putting no presidents down either. I believe we could do better.
Oh, yeah.
But they're hired to do a job. Protect this country.
Mm.
If they don't do the job, they need to be removed. For I'm concerned. I mean, we need a president that will do his job, not get up there and give pretty speeches, read off the telemarketer, and, you know, got prepared speeches. We need a man to go in there and do the job he's hard to do. I don't know how I got on presidents. But we need a president. Amen.
Yes,
I want you to know Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And there's a lot of people mourning right now. Wish they could find some baby formula. Wish they could find somebody that said, there was a cartoon the other day about a car pulling up the gas pump. Put in $5 worth of gas, you had enough to make it to the next pump. We need some gas that we can afford. We need some toilet paper. We need some food on the shelves. I'm telling you, we need a president that will do his job. Amen. I ain't trying to get political here. But they're hired to do a job. All of our politicians are public servants. They need to be reminded of that. Amen. Yes. But heaven, not the spirit. There, verse number 19. Jesus said, "If any man have not the Paul, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he said he's none of his." In Romans chapter 8, verse 9. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm glad I do have the spirit of Christ. Amen. It was pretty lonely. And when you get lonely, Brother Chuck talking this morning about two or better than one. For if one falls down, he's got someone to help him up. I'm glad I got somebody to help me up.
Yeah,
I'm falling up as it is. Brother Ed, he's talking about going around. I just like him, but I get up. I better be careful just for a second until something gets working up there and makes me have a little balance. I get up. I ain't take my time, amen.
Yeah, me too.
But, well, I lost my train of thought in that. I thought it was really good. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Heaven, not the Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be without the Spirit of Christ. The Bible talks about examining yourselves, and I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Says, "Examine yourselves, prove yourselves, know yourselves whether you be in Christ or not." Said to be reprobates.
That's right.
I think everybody, I know I'm saved, amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says, "These things I've written that you may know you have eternal life." I want to know it.
Right.
Man, I want to show it too.
Amen.
I ain't trying to put a bushel over. I want to know I'm saved, amen.
Amen.
Old Chuck can bear a record of that, I'll tell you right now, but he's working right alongside me. And we had some good spiritual fellowship too, amen. Heaven, not the Spirit. Boy, I can't imagine people trying to go without the Spirit of God, but they will. They put on a pretty good... One thing the Lord talked about in last days, take heed that no man deceive you. A lot of deceiving going on. It says, clouds without water, verse 12. Complainers, verse 16. We need to watch that complaining. I catch myself all the time complaining. And soldiers come to John the Baptist. They thought maybe he might have something. They said, what do we need to do? And he said, do no violence to no man. Be content with your wages. Can you imagine a preacher saying something like that?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I found out that when I complain, Bonnie, I'm actually complaining to him.
That's true.
When I complain about my wife, when I complain about my car, when I complain about maybe my shoes or how much money I got, whatever, if I'm not careful, and most of the time I'm not, I need to remember that my complaints go all the way to heaven.
That's right.
God said, what do you complain about, son? I'm telling you, Rita sings that song, "Let Me Tell You About My Jesus."
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do that complaining thing.
Yeah,
I mean, buddy, you got to be on cloud nine running around and say, "Let me tell you about my Jesus." Amen. Hey, I find no fault in him even today. But he talked about him being complainers. We got them, amen.
Yeah.
Complainers.
Yeah.
Walking after their own lust, there in verse 16. In other words, they want to do what they want to do. They want to do it when they want to do it. They say, I don't care what the Bible says, and that's a red flag right there. Hey, listen. This right here will either keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this.
Yeah, I try.
I'm just telling you right now.
Amen. Boy.
They say, I don't care what that Bible says, you better, because you're going to line up with it one way or other.
That's right.
Jesus said, in the last days, there's another's going to judge you. The words that I speak, they'll judge you in the last day.
Yeah.
You ain't going to say to God, I didn't know your word. He said, you should have known it. Psalm just said, I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Good know, little Bible. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They speak great swelling words. And Acts chapter 12 tells about King Herod gave a big speech one day, and they kind of boosted his ego a little bit. They said it's the voice of a God, not of a man. And he should have done like Peter said, we're just men. Don't give no glory to us. But he did, and you know what happened? Worms ate that man up, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You read about him in the book of Josephus. Josephus was just a historian. But he describes about King Herod dying from those worms eating up. They talked about the servants. I don't want to get going here. But they couldn't even keep the blood wiped up. And there's people falling, just, man, just bleeding bare because he wouldn't give God glory. He didn't last long. The worms eat him up. Amen. But heaven's men's persons in admiration because of advantage. You ever heard this saying, birds of a feather flock together?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you better forget about yes, we can.
Yeah, that's right.
You better focus more on what thus saith the word of God.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, the Bible says, though hand join with hand, they won't be unpunished. You forget about all these groups, all these organizations, you don't know what they even stand for. Find out they take your tax dollars and fund themselves. Y'all probably don't keep up with stuff going on like I do. Here's the way it works, Brother Eric. They call a friend and say, look, I'm going to send you $10 million. It's going to be yours. All I want you to do is send me back about $6 million. You keep $4 million. That's give it. That's the way they do it, Brother Ed.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. That's our money, by the way. But that's how they hide it.
Right.
They send in money. Here we are trying to make it. Trying to make ends meet. They're getting further and further apart. You want to know what's causing all this inflation, all this debt going up? I'll tell you exactly what's causing it. Put the right people in there. They don't have to have a degree, Rita. Mm-hmm. Just people, common sense, that can balance a checkbook. We'll take care of this national debt and this inflation. Several we can take care of within 1 year.
Yeah.
Right now, it's kind of like trying to carry water with a bucket with the bottom out of it.
Yeah.
You just can't get very far with it. I'm telling you, buddy. Yeah. We're the cash cow. They're milking us like a cow, hoping we don't figure out what's going on. All these diversions. I probably shouldn't say this, but I personally believe these shootings that's going on, I believe these people have been paid to do what they're doing.
Well, I think so too.
But, I can't remember his name. Dylan, wearing that church, mm-hmm. All them black people. You know what he said, Bonnie? That's what this so-called white supremacist said. He said, I don't want to do it, but I have to. It smells of this right here to me. This boy that just shot all these people had to drive 7 hours to get there.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you do the math on this, it don't make no sense unless it was intentional, kind of like that George Floyd thing, you know, where we burn a few cities down and get the attention on something else. These crooks that I really hate to say it like that, but I believe that's what it is. But these people in charge are in such trouble and they're trying to hide their sins. They're trying to hide the things they've done wrong at our expense. Having men's person admiration, you better believe they're together. Bible talks about the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Let me say this. I'll try to shut up here. The way up is down. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Yeah.
They're trying to find some way up, Brother Donnie, without God. They're trying to the greedy again. They say, it's mine, they can have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to eat like a canker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, ill-gotten gains is not good.
Right.
Now, the Lord don't have a bit of problem. He said it's His will that we might prosper. Amen.
Right.
But do it right. Amen.
That's it.
Don't do it wrong. Don't be greedy again. It says, I want it. It's mine. And you'll beat somebody out of something, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going on, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Having not the Spirit. You're not going to get too far without the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get too far without the Spirit of life. He breathed in the nostrils of Adam. The Spirit of life, and Adam became a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I'll stop breathing, Brother Eric, and I ain't going to go too far.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it'd be Tim Bird, but that's where I'll be right there. Somebody pick me up,
carry
what's left of me. I don't know, I'll weigh 210 right now. Maybe I won't weigh that much in. I don't know, they'll have to carry me. Dig a hole somewhere and put me in it. Somebody, I hope they don't have to lie. Somebody say he done the best they could, amen. But having not the Spirit, these last days we're living in, I'll just tell you, I'm pretty up on things, not a lot of Spirit. Not a lot of Spirit. When you don't have a lot of Spirit, you ain't going to get a lot done. I don't think anybody's running over with the Spirit of God. I wish they would. But I believe if there was somehow noise abroad, that the Spirit of God's over here, I do believe we'd find out about it. I believe we'd hear about it. I believe we might want to go over and visit a little bit, kind of like an old dog, maybe get some of it on us. Amen. My dog, they get down water on the floor. Sorry, things. Two of them, one of them thinks it's better than the other, and one's bigger than the other. They, wherever one is, the other one's going to try to get a little bit out on them. They're crazy dogs. Crazy. Having not the Spirit.
Try the Spirit.
That's pretty much, yeah. Brother Ed said, try the spirits, whether it be of God or not.
Yeah.
Every spirit confesses not Christ in the flesh.
That's right.
Is an antichrist. Well, I told you, even now in the world, every spirit confesses Christ in the flesh of God. Amen.
Yeah,
that's the First John scripture there. But that spirit's real important. I'm telling you, the right spirit's even more important.
Amen.
But it said they have not the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, there's my glasses. I come out of the house this morning, I had a green tea in my hand, and I opened the refrigerator door and I'm looking for that green tea. And the granddaughter said, Pop, it's in your hand. I looked everywhere, but in my hand, it's in my hand. Talking about having out the Spirit. Oh my. Just now looking for my glasses and in my pocket, amen. But this message right here, last day's message, you know, I don't guess I've ever preached a truer message than this one right here.
That's right.
We're down to the last days.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, buddy, there's an absentee. Let me quote one more thing, and I will shut up after this. In the fifth church of Revelation, talks about seven churches. That'd be a good series to preach on.
Yeah.
But in that fifth church, mentioned in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 2, God's telling this church, He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Listen to this. That are ready to die. That's about what a lot of churches are right now. They're ready to die.
Yes, they are.
I'm telling you, buddy, that they just about shut the doors. They can't keep electricity on. They can't really afford to even stay open. And these churches, if they want to live, they better get some of the Spirit of God in there. They better get some people in there praying and asking God to bless and help. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but I pray, amen. And we need to pray, amen.
Yeah.
I don't want a church to die. I want a church, amen, that can be known in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You go over there, and I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
They got the Spirit of God, amen.
Yeah.
All right, I'll throw that in there, and they will be done right there. I'd hate to have church service and have no Spirit of God.
Mm-mm.
I was in another church one time. Brother Jerry, they jumping over the pews. They was passing out in the floor, speaking in tongues. I got invited. I've been most of these places. I got invited. Shouldn't have went, but I did. And the God was a million miles from that place for me.
Oh, yeah.
Had to open up my Bible, Sharon, to feel the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Opened up my Bible, and for the first time that night that I was in that church, I felt the presence of God. They just kept on with what they was doing. It's kind of like Elijah coming out of that cave. Man, a great wind, great fire, great earthquake. God wasn't in none of it. That's kind of what it was that night, that church.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, stand for the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, we need a little bit of Spirit ourselves, Lord. We just pray you'll put wind in our sails.
Yes.
Pray, Father God, Lord, you'd always be a blessing. Lord, here at this church, always be welcome, Lord, to come in and sit among us. Sup with us, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Pray, Father God, you bless this message. Lord, use it however it needs to be used. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, like that, somebody stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Maybe a verse of invitation to him. I don't think nobody's needing to come, but I don't never want to have a service and not give an invitation. Why is that?
Right.
I'll tell you why. Because D.L. Moody was in Chicago. He was having him a bad night. He got big and mad and said, we're not going to give no invitation.